Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you, so please give us a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, call in number 347-826-7435. This is a special show because not only is it my birthday, but it's actually Mr. J's birthday also. So we'll not only have some smoothness, but we'll also have some shiny shit going on all at the same time. So,
oh, you want smooth and shiny?
Ooh. Smooth and shiny. Yeah, exactly.
Ooh,
so, if you're on social media, you can ask to get into the smooth drama. All right. Can you hear me? Hello. 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 Hello.
Hey. Hello.
You can hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. That was really weird. All right. So, welcome back to the show. Sorry about the technical difficulties. That's really weird. All right. That, I guess that's par for the course. We're talking about the apocalypse, whatnot. I guess this is what happens in the apocalypse. All right. Speaking of the apocalypse. So, Brown Sugar, if Trump, he ain't leaving, what would you do?
What am I going to do personally? Yeah. I'm going to watch the show. What are you talking about?
I wish I
could go to Washington and camp out. I'm just going to watch and see. The news is going to be lit. I know that.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's cameras inside.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see what happens.
Yeah, I am too. Likewise.
Because what he's done is he's replaced everybody that may or may not oppose him. And so he's just, it's looking like they said, you know what? What if we say that we don't want to leave? And we don't leave.
I'm sure there's ways around that, though. I'm sure. I mean, not that they have any plans in place how to deal with it, because, I mean, there's never been anybody. Now, that's for sure. He always says, you know, you've never seen anything like this before. And he's, like, really right in the aspect as far as he's concerned. Like, nobody has ever seen anything like him before. Like, he's just so ridiculous. So, I mean, I'm just going to watch the news. Like I said, I hope they have camera. I wish I could be a fly on the wall now.
I know
he's just having tantrums and screaming at people, and
I don't think he's having tantrums.
You don't think so?
No. I think
he's always had them, to be honest. I don't think he's never not had them. I think he's always probably screamed at people, and I mean, anybody who stays up and tweets all night, there's something wrong. I mean, he's sleep deprived, so I'm sure he's cranky a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but once again, these are planned things,
everything he's done is planned. This is exactly what he said he was going to do. And he's done it.
So do you think he planned it like when he first got in office?
No. But you,
so he's just planned it maybe this year.
Yeah, you improvise as you go. If you look at it, you look at what he's done. I mean, he started off by saying, hey, look, if they try to take this election away from me, I am not going to concede. And he hasn't.
Well, I mean, you don't have to concede in order to leave, do you?
Well, most people concede like, hey, you know what, I lost. Good luck. And you move on. But homie ain't acting like he's ready to move on. So he's fired people who may or may not agree with what he's talking about. And he done moved into a whole other arena. He done hired people that crazy people call crazy. So,
I guess so. When the crazy people are calling you crazy, it's a problem.
Right. Well, I'm saying when you look at the different factions, whatnot, both sides call the dude that he put in charge kind of nut jobby. And, you know, these are the people who are in charge, supposedly in charge of the military. So what we're talking about here is, all right, we got a scenario. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm not going to concede it. I'm gonna go out on my shield and say, you know what? All that I say Georgia and Pennsylvania is invalid. Period, point blank. So now,
but you can't say that.
Yeah, but that's what he's saying. And then, you know, what did they do? So if it goes to the Supreme Court, we know who has the Supreme Court. Then you would say, all right, the Supreme Court says that he's the president. What happens?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I would assume a war.
Yeah, I mean, because
what
we're talking about,
things.
Right? So what we're talking about is, you know, it's like, so I was talking about this Belarus, where you see the people they was rioting because the guy won the presidency, but the people are like, we didn't vote for him. Right? And then you have Thailand, they were anti-monarchy. They wanted to get rid of the monarchy. They stopped talking about it. So it's like there's a groundswell of the will of the people. But then there's the people in charge who are like, fuck your feeling and y'all's will. We not doing that. And here we are. So if he refuses to concede and it gets to a point where people are like, you know what, well, let's just go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court says, well, hey, Donald Trump's president. We're at that scenario.
Well, I mean,
because
I see what you're saying, but I feel like they're making, you know, they're doing, they're, Georgia's going to do the hand count. I think Pennsylvania's already said there's no evidence of fraud, so they're not even going to do anything.
Yeah,
you know, they're going to just leave it like it is. But I'm like, at what point does the local level mean anything? So if that's the case, if he can just go to the Supreme Court, then why even vote? Why are we even voting? I mean, it's already bad enough that the Electoral College gets the last say. And even them, for them, Biden has it. So, I mean, they're going to give him his way just because he doesn't like to lose?
Pretty much, yeah.
No.
We're going to see. Because we're coming up on it. So we're in November. And it's obvious what homie is doing. It's really obvious because he's putting his people in charge. And so you have the military. So there's going to be, you know, it's conflicted, right? Because there's people who are military that are pro-Trump. Then there's people in the military that's pro-Biden.
Yeah, and, but I mean, hasn't his people have been in already, or haven't they? I mean, he put people where he wanted them to be from the very beginning. It's not their fault that they're not. I mean, not everybody's going to be a yes person. So if you're saying his people are that going to say yes to everything he does, but that doesn't mean that it's right.
Yeah, but we ain't talking about right.
That doesn't
mean talking about what's happening. So he even put in people that are his yes people. So now, what happens? Because we're in a scenario where, for the first time, you have a guy who has clearly lost. I mean, it's beyond a shadow of a doubt that he lost. Yeah, it was close, but he lost. And so now, he's like, I ain't leaving. And
well, hopefully somebody can talk him down and he can, you know, talk about dignity and legacy and all of that for him. All
right, so from what we know of this dude, does homie look like the dignity and the magnitude kind of guy?
No, he doesn't, but he's never been challenged like this before, and that there's no escape there. I don't think there is. I mean, I suppose the Supreme Court could, but you know, the magnitude of that even happening is like, really? That means that everything that America is built on has to be challenged now.
Yeah.
So everything needs to be challenged.
Yeah.
And so somebody's going to come and challenge everything, and they're going to allow it. At some point, you have to just stop it. You can't allow it. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, people who you give an inch to, and they keep pushing the envelope and keep pushing the envelope. At some point, the takers can, you know what I mean? The givers can't give, and the taker, you have to cut the taker off because, they just are going to take.
Yeah, the envelope is the size of the Grand Canyon at this particular point in time. So
I feel like they can easily just be like, you know what, no. This is how it's done, this is how we do it. It's just like somebody coming into your house and you have them take off your shoes and they want to debate you on why they shouldn't have to take off their shoes in your house.
Would you
allow that?
No, that's a totally different argument because what we're saying here. So, for example, with the Supreme Court, when they put old girl in a couple weeks ago, which was lawful, but it was against protocol, right? And they pushed her in, lawful but against the natural protocol. So now she's here, and she makes it an overwhelming majority for everything he wants to do. Well, we already know he has her vote. And he's got five other votes. So it's going to be the majority every time. It's 6-3. So that's the reality. That's happening. So
I mean, but we don't know. Just because they're Republicans or conservatives, we don't know how they feel about him. You know what I mean? They may not.
Okay. Well,
feel.
I'm gonna put I'm gonna put my birthday money up and say, yeah, they're gonna be on his side. If they say anything about the Supreme Court, it's gonna be ugly in the streets. Now, me myself, I'm gonna watch a lot of CNN. I'm gonna watch a lot of Al Jazeera. It's gonna be tough out there. I'm
just
curious
hoping
to see
they
what happens.
They do the right thing.
But it's America. The right thing never happens. Ever.
True.
And speaking of the right thing never happening, you know, they're talking about closing us back up for a month.
Yeah.
And
4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. And on top of that, they've come out with they're talking about the vaccine. So Pfizer is seeking the federal permission to release its COVID-19 vaccine by the end of the month. And it's a little different. It requires 2 doses to work, and the injections must be given weeks apart. And so the scientists anticipate, for those of you who are interested in this, says that the shots will cause enervating flu-like side effects, including sore arms, muscle aches, and fever that could last days, and temporarily sideline some people from work or school. And this is the important part. Pfizer says 1 in 10 recipients would still be vulnerable. That means in the short term, you still can't stop social distancing and throwing away your mask. Yeah. So for some
of
you.
So what is the purpose?
That's a good question. But you can take it and you can get those side effects weeks apart. And
okay. You
still can get COVID. There's something missing there, right? I mean, there's something missing there. I just thought, you know, so I'm going to take the vaccine. I have to take it twice. I'm going to have some unpleasant side effects, which means that I'm going to get the flu. I have to go back and do it again.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I personally don't worry about it because I don't take vaccinations, but
yeah, I don't
good luck
that.
To all of you that do.
I'm just gonna spray bleach in the air. So if you see me spraying, don't be offended. That's my vaccination. And on that note, we're gonna do our whatchamacallit. We're gonna do our dumbass of the week. All right. So, have you watched The Mandalorian, Brown Sugar?
No, I haven't.
All right.
I
so
have
the
not
Mandalorian,
watched one episode.
Yeah, The Mandalorian is this great show on Disney Plus. They're in the middle of season 2. Now they've got Baby Yoda. You know, and Baby Yoda's like really, really cute, right? But this latest episode, there was a Mandalorian is helping out this character, the frog lady. And she's got a container of eggs that represented the entire hope for her species, which is facing extinction. And several times in the episode, Baby Yoda is like eating the eggs, like, oop, just eating them. And he's like, hey, stop that. You know, it's kind of funny. But it's not. It's disturbing because it's the last of her species. And, you know, it's just funny.
He's eating them.
Yeah, he's eating the eggs. It's hilarious. He eats at least three of them. Unfortunately, the dumbass part comes in with a whole landslide full of people who unfortunately take this stuff way too seriously. So, like, one comment, I'm a mom. It's not funny at all to hear Mama Frog Lady go into great detail about how important and beloved her eggs are to her and to have to watch them get eaten on three separate occasions for shits and giggles. Can't just one mom get to survive and keep her kids? And yeah. That's not even that. I mean, there are thousands of comments similar to that. To which I would say, you know, this is a fake show. It's not real. You want to tell people, hey, it's not real? The Mandalorian, fictitious characters. Please don't stress yourself out over a fictitious cute baby eating fictitious frog eggs. Please stop.
I can remember. I don't know how long politically correctness has been around. I would say probably about 30 plus years, right? Did you say that long?
Star Wars?
No, or people being politically correct.
Oh, well, people always try to be politically correct, which is...
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the whole PC movement, it's been about 30 years, maybe a few plus, you know, years. And I think that's just, like, ruining everything. And I'm not saying people should just be nasty and just wrong with how they talk to people and what they say. But I think in this day and age of cancel culture and political correctness, everything bothers everybody.
Well,
like, everybody. Why does that bother you?
You're
thinking about the moms who have to do in vitro fertilization, and it's like, well, no, wait, slow down.
Yeah,
because that's not what we're thinking about.
It's a Disney show. It's a Disney show.
Yeah.
I would make the argument that you weren't appalled when Thanos snapped his fingers and half the universe died, but.
Well, I wasn't appalled, but I was sad.
You were sad. You were one of them people in the movie theaters that almost choked up.
I don't think I went that far, but I was kind of like, oh, no, oh, no, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I know it's a movie, too, at the same time. I'm not going to, you know.
Right. I mean,
write them and be like, how could you kill or how could you, you know, no.
Because
they can bring him back because it's a movie.
Right. I was upset because they made him too nice. He's not that nice in the comic books. They made him like almost like a semblance of a good guy. He wants to save the universe by killing people. Like, wait, no. That ain't him. He don't give a damn about people. I want to kill everybody just to show off for a girl. I thought that was where they was going with it. I was like, all right. And then they made him nice. And some people, if you've seen the Avengers movie, you're like, wait, that was nice. It's like, yeah, that actually was nice. In the comic book.
Yeah, movie. That was not nice.
Yeah, he's not right. That's what I'm saying. But they made him a nicer character. Because he's not that nice in the comic.
Wow. So,
just as a note. And even though I'm a petty motherfucker, and we'll go back and forth on the little details like that, I still understand it's fiction. And I'm not going to be mad at anybody because, oh, somebody ate an egg, and I'm a father, and when I see them eating the eggs, I'm thinking that they may be eating one of my kids. No. And if you feel like that, something's wrong with you.
I probably would have been like, oh, don't eat the baby, but, you know, it's a TV show.
Yeah, it was jacked up. I mean, plus, he's a baby. He's a baby. So
he doesn't know any better.
Exactly. So baby Yoda eating the egg, he's like, shit tastes good. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what made it funny, because he ate like three of them. So those are my dumbass of the week, because trust me, it was thousands of comments. They even did a YouTube about it. And I'm like, y'all did a YouTube about it? Like, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't even know.
People were really upset about it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he ate a spider. He ate a spider, too. He ate a spider.
Were people upset about that?
Nope.
No? Okay.
No, people don't care about baby spiders, so... Ate the spider before it hatched. So nobody talked about that, but the frogs. He ate it. It was the last one. And thousands. See, I can't get past the fact that it was thousands of comments. You know, there's some real life shit happening, but y'all putting y'all energy into the Mandalorian. Great episode.
That's easy though.
Right, it would be an episode that would creep you out, because if you don't like spiders, you probably would never want to watch that one.
No, I don't. Yeah, see, that's what I was like. No, well, I'm glad he ate the spider, but I don't want to see him eating the spider.
Okay, well, on that note, we're gonna go on break. My first birthday song, because I don't care. This is Redman. I'll be that.
Every time I'm in the car, bitches be like, he ain't shit. Well, let me shake my steak and ass today. Yeah. As soon as I walk in, dogs are barking. Haters play the back. I stay in front like handicapped parking. Starting Austin for Jersey to Austin. Saw me coughing out that dread apartment. Roll up to the jam with the front engine up. Watch them chickens holding them getting time and fill up. A ghetto like D&D. Fucking with D. You be on there for TV part three in the heartbeat. Tiger straight out the cup. You light in the ass, but you wave out a buck. Without 190 physique, 234 pounds total when I'm carrying the heat. Now platinum on wax, but platinum in the street. Any nigga that disagrees, smack him in the feet. Then that bag is little piece, rocking the ice. Get into the project for the robber or no. Why you acting like that? He made me do it. A devil's advocate, hot, take days to do it. My crew do drugs, but Wayne Reed couldn't breathe. Drop me in the sun, I'll amount to 10 keys. Red bones are boning, MCs are goading. That's before I stretch up and moaning. My own name must be fuck you. Cause every time I'm in the hood, niggas be like, fuck you.
I'll be there.
My first name must be, he ain't shit. Cause every time I'm in my car, bitches be like, he ain't shit.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was the Red Man. I'll be that. The call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. Before we go on to the show, I first want to say I got a lot of love today. Social media love, text, whatnot. And it is always greatly appreciated. You know, sometimes you forget that people like you, or even if it's just social media, you saw like 28 other people like me. So they was like, oh, I might as well say happy birthday too. So it's kind of funny because I used to do the thing where I would just personally answer everybody, but that would like take like hour and a half. So I do a concession speech style now. But if you're listening and you were one of the people, whether you were the one of the originators who actually know me and like conversing with me and said happy birthday, or you're one of the people who saw, oh damn, it's his birthday, and everybody else said happy birthday, I might as well just pile on. Thank you. It's greatly appreciated. And I appreciate you for listening.
See, I wish I had a little clap sound bite. Oh, that was nice.
All right, so I'll just do this. I'll do it for you.
Okay. Yeah.
It'd be the one
beautiful.
That I'll clap for myself. All right.
Birthday shout outs are always nice. Someone saying happy birthday is nice. But you know, at our age, you know, you don't get gifts. Just being acknowledged on the day you were born. Some people call it your anniversary or your born day. It's nice to be acknowledged.
Yep. I was even told happy solar return day. I was like, okay. Yes. I hadn't heard that one before, but thank you.
Oh, you haven't? Yeah, that's your when you go, you know, the year. It takes a year for the sun to go around the earth, and
I got that. I just
hadn't
heard that. So you hear all kinds. And I'll just say, yes, as far as the gifts go, I woke up. I sincerely believe that. You know, when you wake up and you got that breath, that's the greatest present that you can get. So it starts from there. Everything
okay.
else is a bonus.
It does. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be grateful for that, because I've heard people say every day above ground is a blessing. But I also feel like when you're dead, you don't know it. So how are they not blessed? They don't know that they're dead.
Okay, well, I don't know what that is. I haven't transitioned on that, so I'm just going to focus on this part. I'm
going
to be good with this part. So,
all right.
If y'all want to send me love, I take all love. I take all well thought, all that good stuff. I'm there. So. Shoot the brother some look. I take all love, all well thoughts. I take it all. I receive it, and it's all good. And I'll do the trickle down love. And for every 10 that I get, I give one to Mr. J. Those of you don't know, Mr. J. Me and him had the same birthday, so, you know, but he's way older than me. So, I'm 85, he's 89. Way older.
Oh, wow.
Way older. Way older. So, whatever I am, he's way older than that. So, that's how we do it. Whatever it is. All right, and speaking of being way older, you were talking about the council culture, and I know we touched on it a little bit, and we talked about I myself despise council culture, I really do, but maybe despise is. It's too strong of a word. I just think that when we talk about what's important and what's not important, and what we uphold and what we don't uphold, and we talk about council culture is always something that it's like the same as hashtag activism is to me, right? Because people will jump on something. Like we talked about Kiki Palmer, we've talked about cultural appropriation, and you know, and folks, well, that's disrespectful. That's not disrespectful, but these are folks who live in disrespectful conditions, under disrespectful conditions, and there's no energy towards making our condition better. But you can hashtag and tweet all goddamn day about it. And you're getting on folks. It's like, man, we was riding they ass on Twitter. Like, Twitter was in they ass. Like, I don't think so. Yeah, there's some folks who may think what you say on social media is important. And then there's the rest of us. I could give a damn what you say on social media. Because at the end of the day, I can just ignore that shit. Delete it off my timeline, or I can just close the account. Because it's just not that important to me. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I know. Some people just, I'm appalled. It's not that, because cyberbullying. I guess cyberbullying, when I think of cyberbullying, I think of 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds typing stupid shit.
No, try 8, 9, and 10.
That. Right, but that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking of little kids, and they say something stupid. And as an adult, you just got to step in, hey, stop that shit. And it's supposed to stop. And that's it. There's no cyberbullying, but adults get in on it. Y'all take the internet very seriously.
I mean, when you think about it, especially our generation, we grew up watching talk shows. And so when you know, that's the first internet for us. That is where people got on TV and talked about their personal life or talked about whatever it is that they believed in and nobody else cared about, or somebody had something to say against it. So the internet just put us more in touch with, you know, being able to express our own opinions. So if we weren't the type to go on a talk show, then, you know, the internet is just as good, if not better, because we're in the fake chat room now, you know, really somebody could come in our chat and just go off.
Oh, well.
And we wouldn't know normally, who or how to, you know.
But no, normally Bring It Boy and Purple Pill, they come into the Smooth Drama chat room on Blog Talk, and they talk some outrageous stuff.
Like making threats and saying derogatory things, and you know, that's what I'm talking about.
They do that. I think you've missed it when they're in there talking really, really dumb. It's like I look at it like, oh, okay, all right then, and that's kind of it. It doesn't get that energy. I'm just not feeling it, and there's not enough. There's not enough broadband in my head that's going to make me consider it as something that's detrimental to my life. Because, I mean, my sandwich tastes good whether or not you say something bad on the internet or not. Because I don't eat sandwiches that don't taste good. I'm just saying. So, whether it's peanut butter and jelly, vegetarian sausage, whatever the hell it is, it's going to taste good whether you're quote-unquote cyberbullying me or not, or if I see somebody being cyberbullied or whatever that is. I don't understand the concept. I mean, but see, I put it in context because I've always said I've never understood prostitution. I've never understood it being a job. So, I don't understand. I seriously, I don't get the concept. I mean, I get it. I know why people do it. But just as an individual.
But you don't know why people do it.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. It's like date rape. You're on a date with somebody.
Well, I feel like this. If there are any prostitutes or any tricks out there, any Johns out there, any pimps out there, pimps up, hoes down out there, call in one time and explain it to the man.
Yeah, somebody.
That's what we're here for.
mean, we know it's about power. A lot of that's about power. A lot of things are dictated by power and what has filtered down. Like Reagan used to talk about trickle-down economics. It's trickle-down oppression. We get that trickle-down oppression. So on the thousandaire level, the trickle-down oppression is pimps, hoes on the street, whatnot, in Johns. And I don't know. It makes no sense. Just like internet.
I think that's one of those things. It's for various reasons. There's that. It's the oldest profession, so... reason, in biblical times, they felt it to be necessary.
People been stupid for a long time.
Well, people been people.
That's what I'm saying. People just been stupid for a long time. That's how I see it. But if somebody can break it down to me till it can be broken, I'll listen. I still will say, okay. But that's just me. And speaking of just being me, we're going to go into the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the week comes from the great state of Florida, shockingly. Ron DeSantis, this dude, he's pretty good on the hate. He's been very consistent. Like, if you want to hear something stupid and mean and hateful, he's got a lot in the bank. He's got a lot. Well, there's a new anti-mob legislation that he's proposing, where it's an expansion of the list of forcible felonies under Florida self-defense law that causes any interruption or impairment of a business. The draft explicitly mentions rioters and looters, and it allows citizens to use force against people who might be looting within 500 feet of a violent or disorderly assembly. And so, they say it's a third degree felony to block traffic during a protest, and that drivers who accidentally kill or injure protesters be offered immunity.
Wow.
Yep. He goes all the way in.
Wow.
Yep, so.
Well, good luck, Florida.
Yeah.
Are they rioting and stuff down there, though?
Well, he's saying that, look, if y'all protest anything, I'm going to make it legal to shoot you and kill you.
Yeah.
And you're immune if you're in the car and you feel like they're blocking your way. You can run them over and kill them.
Wow.
That's what he's proposing. That's expanding the Stand Your Ground law. You know that law that allowed a grown man to stalk a young boy and kill him?
Yeah.
Yep. That law.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't have any words. I really don't. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, see, this is where I talk to the quote unquote cancel culture, hashtag activists, and I ask you. So when homie puts this out, where are y'all at? Because, I don't hear nothing about this.
Mm-hmm.
You hear folks talking about Adele got this hairstyle. Adele's hairstyle ain't gonna kill you. If you perturbed by Adele wearing a hairstyle and having on some Jamaican clothing, that's where your energy go. But this dude is introducing legislation that is saying that it's open season on you, hashtaggers. I'm going to get up on you on Black Twitter. Guess what? You can't leave your house. Because they can run your ass over.
Mm-hmm.
They can shoot you. And you can just say, if it's a few of y'all, hey, they were looters and rioters. And I was standing my ground. I felt like they was a threat. And it's going to be a law.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can do it. So if you feel some kind of way about something that happened, but you don't stand up and protest against this, where you have to go to your council people, you have to look at, because governor, he'll be coming up here in 2 years. Vote that dude out and make sure people who would propose legislation that will kill you don't get into office.
Exactly.
I'm talking to these so-called gangsters and hashtaggers, because there's a lot of y'all in Florida. What y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna be mad because we find yet another white woman that pretends like she's black? Like that's something important. I'm like, hey, she wanna get stopped by the police and disrespected. Who am I to get in the way of that? More power to you. Look, we know she's just trying to suck on something, that's all.
Well, she could do that regardless. She doesn't have to pretend to be black.
Right,
in fact, she may have gotten a few black men, but I'm sure her being her regular old white woman self, she probably would have got a few more black dudes. So, I mean,
right. So
she kind of was hurting herself.
Right, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of energy towards that. A lot of energy towards that. But, you know, we talk about propositions. We talk about all these different legislations that really hurt you. I mean, because that I heard them talking about, look, Biden passed this legislation. Right. He passed legislation that hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris was part of a system that hurt you. This will hurt you. If you're in Florida, if this passes, anything that you protest against will get you shot and killed or ran over. And they'll have immunity.
They were within the limits of the law.
Right. So if they accidentally kill you, which running through a crowd of people is not an accident, or injure you,
mm-hmm.
yet Larry Parker ain't going to get you $2 million. I don't know. Shout out to Larry Parker. I don't know if Larry Parker is still getting people $2 million. Used to have it in commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In Florida?
Nah, actually, that was in Southern California. Larry Parker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Larry Parker was big. He had that commercial. You get that one black dude, man, Larry Parker got me $2.3 million. It's like that was in that commercial. You just get all the time. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if folks going to be upset by that stuff, because I rarely see this come up as an issue. Legislation.
Yeah. No, you're and you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Now, when you're comparing cultural appropriation or cancel culture to something like this, then I agree. Yeah. Your energy needs to shift.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't care what somebody else wears. See, now,
I don't think that is the issue that is had. I think the issue is that we are constantly being taken from. Like somebody is constant. It's just like you pour into a glass that has holes in it. You don't get to keep what's there, right?
No.
So we're constantly getting taken from, and nobody is like acknowledging. I just think we want acknowledgement as far as that, because I don't think it's that serious to the majority of us.
Yeah.
It's not that serious for me as far as, like, I don't care what, you know, people wear,
right.
Really.
I don't care.
But I think it does need to be acknowledged.
Okay. So, I mean, Bo Derek 10, that was a movie. It didn't look interesting to me, so I didn't watch it. Still have it. But I have never watched E.T. either. So I'm in a strange minority of movie watchers.
You sure
are. Now
I've never seen 10, but I sure have seen the hell out of E.T. Made my kids watch it too. That's crazy.
Oh,
that's crazy.
It's all in how you want to look at it. What's important to you?
I tell you, you surprise me every week now. The dad jeans and the mom jeans, the jelly bellies, and now E.T. I'm like, wow.
No. I mean, you would have thought that I would watch. Nope. Mm-mm. I have zero interest.
I mean.
E.T. go home. I'm sorry.
I mean, there was very few kids movies back then, and that was considered a kids movie. So I thought all kids seen it just because there weren't too many movies we could see.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You need to apologize.
I'll apologize for being probably the only person from that generation who has not seen E.T.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just knew he liked Reese's Pieces, and I didn't like Reese's Pieces. It wasn't a good candy to me. So maybe that threw me off. He liked Reese's Pieces. I don't like Reese's Pieces. I can't watch E.T.
Oh, wow. Okay. There was so much more to that movie than Reese's Pieces, but okay.
just saying. It's just
so much more. I think you really would have liked the movie because, I mean, it was meaningful. It had, you know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It was about something. It just wasn't about, you know, it made you think. So,
yep.
But, all right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
you know,
if we're locked down again, you can maybe decide to watch it.
Probably not. Probably.
Okay.
Well, I got books to read that I haven't read, and I got movies that I have in my queue. So, yeah, probably not. Unless a kid or a grandkid is like, let's watch it, and even then I'll probably fall asleep. Nope. On that note,
you don't know that.
I know. We're supposed to go over it. This is a Tribe Called Quest. Excursion.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had status and before I had a pager, you could find an abstract. Listening to hip hop, my pops used to say it reminded him of bebop. My double daddy don't you know that things go in cycles. Way the Bobby Brown is just a hammer like Michael. It's all expected. Things are overlooking. If you got the money, questions for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get with the problem. Still got room on the truckload of factors. Listen to the rhyme, get a mental picture of this black man, black woman picture. Why do I say that? Cause I gotta speak the truth, man. Doing what we feel for, but music is the truth. And planet off the ground, acting so together. Bonafide storm, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the cast. Delivering chairs, LP, no restrictions. You can find the over rack in your record store. Just to get your record to your fourth part short and appreciate it. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Listen out the plastic, do the dance to your plastic. Addicted, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make crazy. If the moves your booty, then shake, shake it, baby. All the way to Africa, aka the motherland. Pick out the left, then I'll act for the other hand. That's the right hand, black man. Only if you are noted as my man. If I get the credit, then I think I deserve it. If you fake news, then put your mouth perverted. Get in the zone of positivity. Not negativity, cause we gotta strive for longevity. If you buy something within that, a pair of Nike size 10 and a half.
Drama. That was A Tribe Called Quest, Excursion. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So, since I'm talking about fake shit and real shit, ever since the election, apparently, people have been scoping out the childhood home of Kamala Harris. Like, Kamala Harris used to live here in this house in Berkeley. And so folks are like stopping by there and visiting the house and taking selfies out front. And I guess they say looking and absorbing the moment. I'm like,
I can see that.
Really?
I mean, people go by Martin Luther King's childhood home. I mean, they go, his is a museum. I mean, I believe people do that a lot with, you know, people they consider celebrities or, you know, that they might have a connection to. I mean, she doesn't still live there, so.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't understand. I'm just not understanding today. It's quite apparent. I am not understanding. Cause,
I mean, I don't know what they would get out of it. I mean, except for just seeing where she was born or where she grew up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, she lives somewhere. So we just go, hey, Brown Sugar, look, check it out. We're going to go to Berkeley and we're going to take selfies out front where Kamala Harris used to live.
I mean, but people, you know, I don't, in general, are really into stuff like that. I mean, you just think about, well, you're from you lived in Indianapolis. Nobody ever went like to the Jackson childhood home. That wasn't like a big deal out there.
I don't know. I wasn't old enough to think about stupid stuff like that.
Well, I mean, you never heard anybody talk about it, is what I'm saying.
Nope.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, I mean, I could easily see that being an issue, or that, you know, not being an issue, but, you know, an interest for some people.
Well, see, but that whole celebrity worship thing, I think it's one of the worst things that has ever happened. Where, I mean, because like someone got kicked out of a plane because they followed Jay-Z on the plane because they just wanted to just be around him because he was on the plane. And
wow.
And like I talked about the guy who was in Taylor Swift's house like twice. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
I don't either. But I mean, I'm from the era of where you didn't even know most celebrities had kids.
All right, I think we have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Get it up. All right.
I'm from
Caller, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
All right, New York. What can we do you for?
My name is Brodash.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Fucking ass.
All right. So that was something. New York in the house.
That was something.
That was something.
Yeah, I don't know, except for that was Brutus. Well, have a good evening, Brutus.
Yeah.
Did he say his name was Brutus? Okay.
Brutus? Brutus? One of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that we talk about celebrity and the way folks celebrate people just because they're on TV or whatnot. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I have no problem being a fan of someone, but it's like the fandom then reached a whole other level of, it's like a sick, perverted thing where people worship the energy of people, and then they're like, well, hey, you know, they're not a role model, da da da, and it's like, yeah, they play a role on a TV show, or they sing a song, and it's not.
Yeah, they're doing their job. That is the profession they chose. And that's what they're doing.
And look, I admire singers, performers, whatnot. You know, I can show love to folks. And I've been like, you know, you can be awestruck. Like I met my favorite artist. You know, and it's funny because I didn't take a picture. I took a video. So I had to take a video. And I was like, I'm with George Perez, my favorite artist of all time. And that was kind of it.
Yeah.
I was excited to see him, but it wasn't something where I thought, you know what, maybe I need to go by his house. Oh, George Perez used to live there. So I'm going to go there. Nope. I don't see it.
Nope.
Just not going to happen. But I could be wrong. Maybe I don't take stuff seriously enough. And on that note, we're going to go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, what's the shit that happened again? So, have you ever heard of Cracker Barrel?
Yes, it's a restaurant.
Yeah. Well, so there was a Cracker Barrel in East Windsor, Connecticut, that had noose up. Noose hanging from the ceiling inside the Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when asked about it, they said it was just, you know, it's just part of the decor. They didn't see that big of an issue with it.
It
was just part of their everyday decor. They didn't, you know, even though the noose, the knots were formed perfectly. It was.
I mean that.
Incidental.
I was gonna say that was in one of their commercials years ago, and some, you know, they, it was like, you know, they, somebody spoke out or people spoke out against it, and they got rid of it. I didn't know.
No.
Yeah, but, I mean, Cracker Barrel is known for kind of having like racist beliefs and attitudes towards people. So.
Well, yeah, it's called Cracker Barrel. I mean, and the name don't give it away. Am I the only person who just think like, do I want to go into a place called Cracker Barrel? I mean, I've been there, and I remember on a date. Hey, let's go to Cracker Barrel. I'm like, what? That's a real place? Yeah, the food is delicious. And so I went in Cracker Barrel against my best judgment. And you're just
and
looking around.
And felt uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, just thinking, yeah, they probably spit in my food. But.
Probably.
Yeah. Yep, they had a positive conversation about it, and it was just, it's just part of the decor. Just part of the decor.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you know, people have nooses, they have jockeys, they have ancient mamas and pickaninnies just laying around, you know.
So, then
the decor.
Then I would, cause then I would look at the comments. I would look at the comments, cause I like to look at the comments, and I'm like, a lot of people weren't that offended. They were offended, but you know, I'm just thinking like, yeah, Why would you patronize the Cracker Barrel? And shit, if you's gonna burn down the place, not that I'm suggesting that we burn down Cracker Barrel, but I'm saying if I was burning down the place, Cracker Barrel would be high up on my list. If I was predisposed to being an arsonist, Cracker Barrel. It just, for some reason, and then people say, well, yeah, there's been some racist stuff that's going on in there. I'm like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So, not go into it, and if you accidentally set it on fire, if you accidentally set all the Cracker Barrels on fire, I mean, will we really miss it? I don't know.
I mean, you know, definitely not out here in California because we don't have one, but I mean, unless, I don't know, do we?
Well, I don't think so. But then
not in SoCal or maybe up north, higher up north, maybe. I don't know.
That's some down south.
I thought they were only down south that way.
Yeah, because they
Texas
are.
Texas and stuff like that.
Right. So that's.
I mean, yeah.
That was my thought.
That says volumes as well.
Yeah. Lots of volumes. Volumes can't stop, won't stop.
Yep, lots of loud racist volumes.
But they just never, I don't know, they just never burned down.
Deny it? Oh.
I'm just saying, they just never burned.
You know.
I just thought.
I mean, because the people that are down there that would think about it or would have reason to are probably complacent in it, and the people that, you know, support it, why would they?
I'm gonna stop talking about burning places down. I'm wrong.
I mean, you know, nobody would really do it anyway.
Yeah,
I hope.
Because. I could talk about, I'll talk about some stuff that's more important. So, I saw that there's a pain relief patch that sends electrical signals to the brain. It used like a nanite technology, whatnot. And man, I just thought, you know, with everything going on, when you start thinking about, you could put something that sends signals to your brain, what are the other signals that it sends to your brain? So it tells your brain that you shouldn't be hurt. Is that, are you Does it do anything else? Post-hypnotic suggestions? You know, I think like that.
What, to like be happy or sad or angry? You mean like,
yeah,
like emotional things? Yeah.
Because it sends signals to your brain as far as the technology. And I'm like, so if you can send signals to my brain that can make me not be in pain, you could probably send signals to my brain that make me do other things.
Possibly.
Yeah. But I just think like that.
I mean,
I just think.
Isn't that like a form of shock therapy? Because, you know, don't the shock waves,
well,
are they supposed to like mess with your brain or?
Well, shock therapy. I think that was part of that the little gay conversion stuff that they used to do.
I thought it was, well, it was even before then, because I thought it was like to treat schizophrenia.
Okay.
Like,
by shocking you. So I'm gonna shock the other parts of your personality right out of you.
Well, they didn't know that then. They didn't know it was a personality disorder. They just thought it was like a mania, crazy
right.
thing.
Right. So
yeah.
So technically, I could tase you and be curing you if we're going to follow that logic.
Well, yeah. I mean, I always thought that kind of stuff was more like, it's just like getting a spanking. You know, like it deters you from thinking or doing that thing that is considered bad. So when you do something bad, then this happens. So then you don't do the bad thing anymore because you don't want that thing to happen. I don't know.
Okay, but see, once again, you start talking about, what do people call bad?
Well, whatever anybody calls bad. I mean, isn't that subjective?
Yeah. And so we start talking about, like when we have the SATs and we have other tests that we call subjective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have these subjective tests administered and prepared by who? That not necessarily culturally. Yeah. So
yeah.
When you see it and hear it, there's stuff that happens that's not beneficial to regular people. Yeah, that's what I always focus on. Who is it benefiting? How does it affect people in mass in general? So, you know, just thinking like that, I know we did the Groundhog Day, but I'll say this. Dallas rapper MO3 confirmed dead at 28 following interstate shooting. So there's a picture of MO3. He's got his hat to the side. He's, as they call it, dripping. He's got his big earring, and he's got chains, and he's got stacks of cash in his hand. And at the end of the day, he's another dead rapper.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I just saw a little article on social media about him, and he had he has three little baby girls, and they would say he had his royalties were his, and his originals were his, so then his family could always, you know, have a steady income. I didn't know he had passed away though. Wow.
Yes, I never heard of
him before that. I didn't even know like who he was.
Yep, he was shot this week. I mean,
wow.
I don't know who he is, and I won't know who he is because he's yet another rapper dead. So, you know, just as a thought, we was talking earlier about legislation and what's important and what we get fired up over. You know, cops shoot black kid. You know, somebody called police on black kid, whatnot. We get all in arms. So, for example, here in the Bay Area, we're at 94 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 94 homicides. I think that we probably gonna get to 100 before we even get to December. That's the kind of roll
yeah.
that we're on right now.
Yeah.
That's the kind of role that we're on. Nobody's up in arms. not that big a deal. I mean, the George Floyd, that's a big deal, right? But if we say all across the country, in the communities, we're all, like, they made the big deal about Chicago, but we're at 94. So we're almost double what we did last year and the year before. No uproar, though. There's nobody in the streets. None of that. You know, hashtag activism behind that. But homicides. You hear the shots. It's not a big deal. So I say, where's our energy? What are we thinking? What's important? I mean, stopping this or stopping somebody in the hairstyle. I mean, I'm gonna stay stuck on that. But if y'all want to continue this conversation, you can go over to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com. Me and Brown Sugar will be there. We hope you'll be there too. And for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word, the birthday guy, for one of them. And this is another Smooth Drama production. And we're out. See you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.